Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com and at the Fancy Dan YouTube page. And you can also find us on Facebook. Joe, how was your Christmas, my son?
Hey, I'm posting this thing on Facebook.
So am I. Alright, I beat you. That's probably because I didn't put a subject or anything. I just share it. I would assume it's pretty fucking self-explanatory, Joe. But how are you? And how the fuck was your Christmas weekend? I guess it was a weekend this time.
Well, for all our listeners, the ones that listen on, what is it? Boygob.com.
Fuck.
Even those of you that watch on the Fancy Dan fucking page. And especially those of you that are here live. Hey, I hope you had a happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, or what have you, if you are of that particular brand of person that celebrates. If you're, you know, an atheist and bitter and say, no, fuck Christmas, you know, fuck that Jesus man. Or if you're Jewish and celebrated already for 8 or 9 days before that. Hey, cool. Regardless, hope you enjoyed your holidays. As for me, Tom, I went down to Corpus Christi, visited the family.
Aw, shit. Lotus.
Had a, a relaxing time. And, yeah, just did some family shit. Not a whole lot. You know, just hung out there at the house. And, bought my grandkid a, they're called the play sets. It's like a little fucking slide castle thing that the kid just climbs up and slides down, you know. But my dad
one of those Fisher Price hollow plastic multicolored.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, one of those things. Mm-hmm. And I just sat back and watched my dad and
Watched my dad together. All weekend like a fucking creep.
Just watched them put it together, you know, because like two people is ideal for that thing. One more person, and it starts to, like, you're in the way. So fuck it, you know? You guys do it. Cracked open a beer. It was a nice sunny day on Christmas, so, you know, just hung out outside.
You have to let the young people take care of
it. That's right. Yeah. The rubes, as I like to call them.
So wait a minute. They put it together in Corpus Christi. Yeah. And then they had to fucking like put it in the back of a truck or whatever and then drive it to Austin.
No,
they left it there.
It's in Corpus.
Oh, okay. I thought she was in Austin or some shit.
No, she was for a while. That's right. Yeah, but gotcha. You're way behind the times, you know, because you never ask how my family's doing. I always ask you.
You don't ask.
How's that magician cousin of yours doing? You know, shit like that. You know? But you know, it's a one-sided friendship that most people have. I get it. You know? Oh, hey Tom, shit. How was your Christmas? How was the family, man?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one. Lori and I went to bed early because she had to open the next day. But it was a good one. I'm very thankful for that.
Good deal. But they were closed on Christmas, right? The HEBs?
They were. Right. However, they were not closed on Christmas Eve.
Or the day before, because we stopped there for a little bit.
Or the day after Christmas.
Those fucking aisles, like, are they? They weren't always that thin, right?
I think you've been getting fat, you fuck.
It's true. but I'm trying to work on that. No, I haven't. I think I did, like, a push up this morning. So, that's
then my heart gave out.
Yeah, that's
luckily the dog came over and humped my head and started my heart back up. That's
kind of odd because we have a female dog, but all right.
It's whatever. You got to rub something against something.
Take it where you can get it, I guess. Yeah.
The man dying on the floor from attempting to do a single push-up. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yay, hope you all have a Merry Christmas. And yes, you know, Jesse says, fuck that Jesus, man. Well, I guess, you know. But hey, Christmas is all about movies, right?
Well, nowadays, is about commerce, but hopefully it should be about togetherness somewhere in there too.
Well,
we live in America.
Commerce thing too, you know, because there's always a big movie release Christmas weekend, isn't there?
I would say the weekend before Christmas.
Right, so this year it was the Spider-Man's.
That's right, Joe. I went and saw Spider-Man again.
Spider-Man.
So this would be my third time seeing it in theaters.
Spider-Man.
Love that Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And this time there were three.
Yeah, so you can watch
three.
It again?
Yeah, two times.
Why, you still have that movie pass or what?
No, I love Spider-Man so much, and I love Marvel movies, so.
You picked up on more Easter eggs this time?
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I didn't notice there was an electrical plug in this scene. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're using coffee made cream or shit. I didn't pick up on that. Maybe that means something.
Product placement, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spider-Man. Oh, sorry, Spider-Man?
Armor. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of stuff, so let's do the Christmas stuff first. Did you watch any specifically Christmas-themed movies, Joe?
I watched one, so why don't you go through some of yours, and I'll do my one.
Okay.
Oh, no, I watched two. I just didn't write one down.
All right, well, I did my yearly watching of Jack Frost. My mom got about 18 minutes in. She's like, all right, I'm going to head out. So that was enough for her. But I like it. As I always say, it's not the best movie, and it could have been a lot better. But there's just a certain charm about it. And, you know, growing up and seeing that lenticular cover in the video store and shit holds a special place in my farts. So
it is an enjoyable movie.
It is. I would like a quaint. Maybe that's a word for it. It's a quaint little horror movie.
Makes you hearken back
to better times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. In the gay 90s. And what else did I watch? I watched Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Ah, those fucking losers. Emmett and his buddy. God
damn. So you have seen this one.
I'd say he let down his mom, but she's a loser too. You know?
She didn't. They married a snake in this city.
Yeah. So maybe had they fucking joined forces before, instead of waiting until the end, they could have won. But fuck, yeah, I mean, they would have had to split the prize money, what, six different ways? Fuck that. You know? They're no River Bottom Nightmare band, I'll tell you that much.
There's a, what's it called? An auto parts store. That's like an independently owned auto parts store by me. And they have, like, the owner sells his music there on CD. And it's the name of the town, River Bottom Boys. And I always have a good laugh when I see that. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I always think about buying one, but I go in there often. So I don't want, hey, listen to my shit. Nope.
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, I did, and then I laughed. Just not for me, because, you know, with a name like that, you know what kind of music you're getting into.
Well, who knows? Maybe you would like it.
Maybe next Christmas. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe someone will fucking get it.
Yeah.
You, Joe.
Yeah, I don't go in with prejudgments, you know?
Thank you. And then I watched Screwed. Have you heard this movie about it? Have you seen this movie?
Screwed? No, I haven't seen that one. Nor heard about it.
It's directed by Danny DeVito and stars Norm MacDonald and Dave Chappelle. It's a Christmas movie that was, for some reason, released in May. Here it came out.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about it. I've never seen it.
It's good. This is the first time I've actually watched it on Christmas. Because for some reason, I don't really think of it as a Christmas movie, but it is. It takes place in fucking Christmas, and there's Christmas decorations and giving out presents and all that fucking shit. It's good. It's not as good as Dirty Work, but you know, it's in my top 10 movies, so it's going to be hard to get in there. But it's definitely worth watching, for sure. It's so much not a Christmas movie, Joe. Pardon me. I would say check it out.
Maybe I will in May.
During Easter, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Peaster. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a good one. What other Christmas shit I got? There's one. Have you ever seen Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, starring Robert Bronzi?
No.
No? Okay, well, this stars Robert Bronzi, the fucking wolf bitch from Ginger Snaps, and the guy with the mole on his face from the hit TV show, or miniseries, whatever the fuck it was. And it's about how the Irish immigrants are taking jobs away from the Americans who were there first. And they go around drinking a lot and calling each other Mix. And then fucking Robert Bronzi's a drunk in it.
If Robert Bronzi plays an Irishman?
No, he plays... He plays some guy who works at the Daily Bugle, and then they got the J. Jonah Jameson from the 90s animated series. So, and then a woman starts writing Robert Bronzi's stuff for him because he's such a fucking drunk. It's all right. It's worth a... If you're a Charles Bronson fan, I mean, it's worth checking out around fucking Christmas time. They fucking say Mick a whole bunch. So I was laughing a bunch of times. What else is in there? That's about it. Just fucking drunks and calling each other Micks and shit. So yes, Virginia, there is a scent. And oh, the fucking guy, he's talking like this and all that. And you heard him, like, you know, talking like a normal person and other shit. So that's funny to listen to. It's good shit. If you want to laugh at people different than yourself, go watch Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Oh, it was a shout factor.
I'd like to say that surprised me. Awesome.
Yeah, and I think that's it, because I think, coincidentally, I watched one of the Christmas movies you did, or I missaw something.
Lisa wanted to watch Elf.
That's the one.
You gotta do shit like that, things like watch Elf, you know?
Is this the first time you've seen it?
No, when my daughter was little, I took her to the theater to see it, and, I liked it just as much then as I like it now, which is not very much at all. So this is the first time I've seen it since then. And, I mean, Peter Dinklage wasn't famous at that time. You know, he was just another midget, you know, taking...
Little fuck.
Taking roles wherever he could. And Zooey Deschanel, or however you say her name.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Who's a cute-looking brunette, is not a brunette in this. So she looks fucking weird. I mean, she's blonde. You know, I was like, wow, you're, you know, actually not that attractive. Bob, who is never funny, bookends.
Boo?
Movie. Bob Newhart.
Oh, gotcha.
That's he was daddy elf or whatever.
Gotcha. And I don't know if this is the first time I've seen this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, goofball shit. You know, I'm not a fan of goofball shit. We'll get to that later. But, yeah, it's just playing for, you know, silly laughs. And I guess it's supposed to be heartwarming. I don't know. James Caan comes around and fucking throws away a high-paying job to chase his illegitimate son. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I after watching it, like, I don't see how this became this beloved Christmas classic.
It's a cult classic, man. They show it at the Draft House every year.
I think it's bigger than a cult classic. I think it's like a pop culture holiday mainstay movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of merch and clothes and shit out there for it. So, yeah, I don't get it, but what the fuck do I know?
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
They
My sister was watching it and just fucking laughing and laughing, and she's seen it so many times.
Yeah, Lisa likes it. My mom loves it. Zooey Deschanel, whatever, she sang Baby It's Cold Outside twice in the movie. Once during the movie and then once at the closing credits. And that this is before, I guess, all the backlash happened with that song. Oh, this song's about rape. It's not about rape. It's not like, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you! No, it's, you know, it's just a dude and a chick playing cat and mouse, you know? Playing.
So, yeah. Joe.
But Kyle Gass is in there for a minute.
And what's his nuts from Conan?
Yeah. Andy Richter.
Yes. He is damn near killed her.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, it's cold outside.
So, Joe, if you wouldn't mind regaling us with your impression of Will Ferrell in this movie, that'd be fun.
Let's see. Fuck, I don't know. The dude, he's not one of my favorites. You know, every once in a while he's in a movie that I enjoy, like Talladega Nights, I think is fun. Fuck, what else? I don't know. No, he wasn't in Boogie Nights.
The Dark Knight. I don't think he was in that. Night Stalker.
Let's see. New Jack City. No, he wasn't in that. No.
Yeah, I did not care for this fucking movie at all. I just did not get the shit.
Sorry, Jesus, the fucking Grinch, huh?
Excuse me?
Huh?
I actually did watch The Grinch too, but without sound. I mean, it was cool. The makeup looked alright. You know, I mean, it was good makeup and everything.
You know?
Like the props. The Grinch.
Oh.
The live action one with Jim Courtney.
Yeah.
And like the props and the set was cool, but I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, Old School is another one. I enjoyed that one.
That one's good. I fucking probably never gonna go back and rewatch it because I'm like, oh, fucking suck the dirt.
You know what? I will, because I'm gonna go and visit family at some point. They'll be watching it. That's when I rewatch a lot of this shit, or I see it for the first time.
Yeah. Go watch an old college movie with your family.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
No, my dad watches all kinds of shit, so you know he'll be watching it. And I'll be watching it with him. Then I look over and he's fucking asleep. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I always have a book with me. In case these movies come on. I can just look up.
Oh, thank God for books.
That's right.
So, Joe, what
other... The other one I watched... called Silent Night. This is a British film, 2021. So I'm still trying to watch some 2021s, hopefully finding something that's just going to kick my ass and say, fuck yeah, this is the movie of the year.
Spider-Man.
This one isn't it. This is about some British college friends that decide to have a get-together on Christmas night and celebrate Christmas together. But there's something going on. There's something strange here, Tom. It's revealed there's some kind of shit, some kind of chemical in the air that's killing everybody. And the government...
Is it Bliss?
Is that the one from Masters of Horror? Yeah, I couldn't remember what that was. Yeah, it's the Bliss that's coming. And the government's giving everybody these pills that you can just fucking take and you'll die. That way you don't have to suffer through the fucking chemical that's going to kill you in the air. So this movie's just about that, about them arguing and about them deciding, you know, yes, this is the right thing to do. And like, oh, this, you know, this scene here is supposed to be funny, but it's not. This movie's not fucking funny. You ever seen a Wes Anderson movie, Tom?
Yeah, Isle of Dogs. Is that one of his?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But like, what the fuck was it? The Royal Tenenbaums is one that everybody says, oh, that's fucking great. That's comedy. That's not. That is not fucking funny at all. This movie is a lot like that. The biggest difference between this movie and a Wes Anderson movie is this one has two black people in it. You don't see fucking black people in a Wes Anderson movie. I guess he doesn't know any in all of Hollywood. He's like, doesn't fucking has yet to meet one or something to cast him in one of his movies. But yeah, this shit just sucks. It's just like, I mean, I get it. They were trying to do something different, but to me, it just fell flat. It's just, I don't know. It's in a lot of people's best of list, and they fucking love the aesthetic, the fucking tone that it takes at the end. But it's just, yeah, I could give a fuck about all these people. I wanted them to take those pills like within like 15 minutes.
I wanted to take one of those pills.
Fuck yeah.
So you said this was a British production?
I think it's Brit. Well, yeah, they were all talking like this, Tom. They were all. Hey, mate, let's bomb it before we the cloud comes and kills us all. Yeah, they were British for sure.
So it was Paddington in it.
Yeah, he was in it.
Nice. I would recommend.
Now a little girl has Paddington and says, "Fuck you, Paddington! You're not gonna die!" and throws him in the fire.
You all right?
No.
So I'm getting this. This isn't a remake of Silent Night, Deadly Night, or that Silent Night remake from a decade.
It's not even a remake of Silent Night, Deadly Night, the Toy Maker.
Damn. Well, that was the best one.
The one with Joe Pedophile.
He's a robot the whole time. Oh my god. All right, so let's move along from Christmas, shall we?
Yes.
I saw a movie you would like. It's called Death Ranch.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I like Death Blue Cheese a little better. But this one was okay.
Falling flat tonight, Tom.
It takes place, I want to say 1977, but I can't remember the year exactly. Sometime in the 70s in Tennessee, some black dude breaks out of jail and his brother and sister come to pick him up, and then they go hide out at their uncle's old abandoned farmhouse. But Joe, the Klan shows up. Fuck. And then it just turns into like a blood splatter movie. It's good. It's pretty cheap. The acting isn't the best. But if you want like a low budget gore movie, I would say check this one out. it's not really anything more than, yeah, let's watch a bunch of Klansmen get fucking shot and shit. Fuck yeah. So if you're looking for anything more than that, then but if that's what you're looking for, the shit's got it for sure.
You said it's called what? Hey Dude, the movie.
Death Ranch. It's free on Amazon Prime, and it is a 2021 movie.
Ah. So,
there you go. If you just want to watch a bunch of fucking Klansmen get fucking shot and shit, a bunch of blood sprayed out to watch it.
Well, Tom, I've been watching a lot of 2021 movies. In the
oh, have you?
Find something that really, like, fuck yeah, and put it on my, like, top of the list. Like, this, yeah, this is aggressive 2021, but the movie Pig is not it.
That is a Nicolas Cage movie.
It's Nicolas Cage, which people seem to love all of a sudden for the past 3 or 4 years, and all this stuff that people love, it's either been mediocre, it sucks, or it's pointless. And this one I'll put in the pointless category. I mean, it's not a bad movie, but it's just, what the fuck, why did I just watch that? Why did they make this? Like, who fucking read this script and said, oh, fuck yeah, this is good? This goes nowhere. This is about a dude that is a truffle farmer, you know, fucking, he has a pig that seeks out truffles for him, and then he sells them to the local drug dealer, you know, so people can get high on these fucking mushrooms or whatever.
Is that what you do with truffles?
I don't
you
know.
You put them on, like, fries and food and shit, and then charge, like, 800% more.
Well, he's doing both. So, they kidnap his pig.
They kidnap his pig?
Yeah, his pig, his truffle hunting pig. So he goes back to the city with this guy that comes and buys the truffles from him. And he goes to visit old people that he knew, because all of a sudden, like, oh shit, everybody in the city knows him. He's not just some fucking recluse that lives in a cabin. And he just goes from one person to another until he finds, like, the biggest fucking, I don't know if this guy's a mobster or what. And along the way, we learn Nicolas Cage was the best chef ever in fucking Louisiana. So he cooks this guy a fucking dinner. Guy tells him, hey, your pig died and they kidnapped him. Sorry.
Oh my god, they're eating his pig like yeah. They were eating pepper.
No, like, but fucking... then he, you know, he's like, well, I never needed the pig to get the truffles anyway. The pig
was just needed something to stick my dick in.
Pig was just family. And then he goes back to the cabin. That's it. The end. The end. No fucking nothing. No payoff. You know, he doesn't kick anybody's ass. Nothing. This movie is fucking nothing. It's being praised as one of the best of 2021. 2021 fucking sucks.
So did they. Did, like, the pig have a heart attack because it died of fright?
This is, like, Great Acres. Yeah, I think so. I think it did. I think that's what they said happened.
And they didn't eat the pig or feed it to him or something? Like, aha, I gotcha.
They didn't go into that, but maybe in the sequel. We'll talk about that. Like, they need him to come back and cook another meal for somebody or something.
I heard a lot of people saying this was a good one. I wasn't going to watch it because
I'm not
watching anything with Nicolas Cage. But you still will.
Trying to find something good.
Keep trying there, Joe. You got till next week, I guess. Yeah, pig. Well, Joe, what the hell? I watched Breaking News from Yuba County. This is a story about a lady who is not appreciated and just lets people walk over and that kind of shit. She doesn't feel important.
Well, that's her fault then.
Well, yeah. She follows her husband one day, and it finds out she's having an affair with a fat woman.
She finds out, not it finds out, Tom. I know how you feel about women.
So this person finds out that her husband's cheating on her with this big fat lady, and when it opens the door, it sees... No, you can't keep doing that because it's going to fuck me up. She sees her husband fucking this lady, and her husband has a heart attack and dies of fright, I guess, like the pig from the...
She threw the blanket over him while he was fucking, right? He got scared.
No. No, he just kind of... Gee-gee! And he falls off the horse, as they say, to the floor.
So she's feeling worse because she could never make her husband have a heart attack while fucking, right?
No, she was just like, oh, you get out of here, you fat bitch. You bitch hog son of a bitch. And hits her with a broom until she gets out of the fucking motel room. And she buries her husband and then gets a police report, and her sister or stepsister or some shit is a news reporter. So like they get on the news, say, oh, my husband's missing, blah 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 blah, and she like likes all the attention that's being paid to her and shit like that. And then the lady who fucking was fucking her husband, she comes back like, oh, I want some money off this, I want a part of this, you fuck. And then everything spirals out from there. It was worth a watch. Nothing great. Looking back on it now, I explained it like a fucking dumb bitch, but it's worth checking out. It's a 2021 movie, not going to make the list, but it was okay.
What was it called?
Breaking News from Yuba County. It's got your boy Wanda Sykes in it, so there's that.
Wanda Sykes plays the chick that he's fucking?
She plays the county.
The whole county.
The whole county. It's all right. One of the dudes from, what's it called? Always Sunny in Philadelphia is in it. That lady, I think her name's Allison Jenny. She was just in a movie I just watched. Fear During Wartime or some shit. Life Journal.
I, Tanya lady?
Yeah. She played the mom.
Yeah. She right? was into that.
Yeah. I mean, she's good in this, playing a fucking nut. So, I mean, it'll be worth watching it for that. But, it's all right.
So, it's a real movie with, like, a budget and everything?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with the names you're throwing out there, they had to have money.
Yeah, with Wanda Sykes.
Well, no, this Allison Jenny was nominated for an Academy Award at one point, right?
I'm sure everybody is.
So was Dennis Hopper, you know? So, fuck.
Ah, Lord of the Harvest. What is that? New health food joint? Good shit. Ah, fuck. So, would recommend, but just don't expect much. Like, you've seen a lot of movies like this before. I just can't think of any to be like, oh, it was, you know, this kind of... Arizona, was that one that came out last year? Maybe it had Danny McBride in it.
I don't know.
Something, yeah, I can't remember. There's a lot of movies that's kind of been like this. Maybe that circus movie was kind of like this. I don't know. The fucking Mexican circus movie. I can't remember, but.
800 or less?
No. Circus of the Alex D. Iglesias shit.
Oh, yeah, it'll come to me. And the one with the clown dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like kind of darkly funny crime-ish movies.
Yeah.
So there's that and shit. It's not going to make the list, though, doubt.
Well, Tom, I've been watching a lot of 2021 movies, just trying to find something that, you know, I watch, and then bam, you know, that's fuck yeah, that's going to the top of my list. Mm. But H.P. Lovecraft's The Deep Ones, fuck no, that's not going on my list. This is
free on Amazon Prime.
Free on Amazon Prime, and it is a lower budget movie. They pulled out a convention all-star, you know, to pop in for a little bit. They got the Kelly Maroney, who was in
Love Her Soup,
Night of the Comet. You know, I don't remember that movie all that well.
But, I don't like it.
I'm hoping I don't remember this movie all that well later on, too. A couple gets like a, you know, that shit where you can rent a house, you know, someplace.
Airbnb.
Airbnb. Okay, so they rent a house. They're on the California coast. It's like a small community. Small, close-knit community. And the old man and his pregnant wife, like, kind of like, hey, tell the husband, why don't you come on, like, come on the boat with us and hang out. And the wife, like, she's throwing up the next morning, so you assume she's pregnant after a night of fucking with the husband, but...
And the other guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would they invite him?
Yeah, yeah, and there's cameras all over. And these Airbnbs, I imagine there's a lot of that shit that goes on, so... You know, just man. You know, if you're there and you're fucking, you're getting filmed. That's just it. You know, just like fucking roll with it, enjoy it. You're on camera, make a production. Don't fucking look bad.
I would assume there's video of my butt cheeks jiggling out there.
I'm sure. you and I'm fucking, this is a cum rag. Just so you know, this is a cum rag.
Your whole house is my cum rag for the weekend, you fuck.
Yeah, so they take the guy on the boat and, like, they give him some pot and some drink and, like, he's out of it. It's some special Cthulhu pot or some shit. And the pregnant woman goes up to him and, like, tentacles start coming out of her belly and they fucking mouth fuck him. You know, it's just like, it's... It's a scene that either he was really into or he must have been really uncomfortable doing, because it goes on and on for quite a while. And after that, like, he's a fucking servant of this cult, because everybody in this island community is part of a Dagon cult, and they want to get the chick pregnant. They want Dagon to come out, you know, out of the sea and fuck her and knock her up so they can have a Dagon baby or something, because there are Dagon babies walking around. Just kids with, like, little tentacle masks that look real shitty.
Little tentacle masks.
Just
protecting
yeah.
themselves from the coronavirus.
You know, they're trying. They're trying. But yeah, this movie, it's low budget. It sucks. You can tell the guy just called on his friends to be extras in it. You know, there's a chick that does, like, a whole fire dancing with the hula hoop routine and... They let her do all her routines, so you know it's
all 18 minutes of
yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, what's her name? Oh, you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Who knows how to do it? Yeah, fucking ask away.
Anybody walking around in college shirts with a certain college on the shirt?
They do mention Miskatonic, I think, at some point. And there is a fucking Necronomicon, you know. It's, like, everybody has to know in the tropes, you know.
So when you were saying they were smoking that Cthulhu weed, were they actually smoking that Necronomicron?
Chronic reference.
Yeah, I do.
Pour the shit out of my throat.
But I mean, the only plus to the movie is it's got a fair amount of nudity, you know. So. You know, there's that going for it. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. If you're a low-budget filmmaker and your movie ain't shit, you better fucking deliver with the nudity. So they did that. H.P. Lovecraft's The Deep Ones, not recommend.
Great. Would you, recommend H.P. Poundcraft's The Deep Ones?
Is that a can of food?
It's one of those all anal adventures.
That's
filmed with
title.
Real blood. Except that poor woman got ripped open. she said keep going because unfortunately she needed the money, Joe. That's why she was there. Fuck. Merry Christmas. There's things like that going on in the world. Sorry you had to go through that, Joe.
Hello to everybody that joined us. Hey, welcome, welcome. Tom's on a roll with the jokes tonight.
I was going to say I watched Pig.
The sad thing is that I know he wrote some of these down in advance. He's probably been practicing them since Christmas.
It's Christmas. A whole 2 days. And to be fair, it sounds like I've been doing them for years. The Kindred, Joe, have you heard of it? Have you seen this?
That's a Robert Kurtzman? No? Who's the other guy then?
It's probably not the one you're thinking of. This is a monster movie from the 80s, starring little baby Anthony.
This is the one with the baby bottle on the poster?
It is.
Okay.
Yes. It's good. This was should learn how to speak. This was just re-released by Synapse, and for the most part, Synapse, when they put out a new horror movie, is a decent one. So this was very
$50.
Good. Yes, yes. The thing is, Christmas time, Joe. So, you know, I wouldn't spend $50 on this. But, you know, if somebody says, hey, what do you want for Christmas? I'll be like, oh, I'd want this, but it's a bit much for what the fuck it is. But I got it. So thanks, Lori. So technically, I did pay for it.
This is what I got. I'm happy with it.
Good. You always wanted that big payday, Joe.
Now I got it.
Hell yeah. But yeah, it's a good old fashioned rubber monster movie.
Yes. Yes.
The monster grows pretty quickly. This is probably the quickest I've ever seen one of these monsters grow, but it's good shit for sure. Besides the dog dying, I would recommend it. It's just a, you know, it's a fun old school monster movie. I think monster movies would be my favorite genre of horror movies, and this is a good one. I watched the documentary that was on the disc. It was okay. It has some like old ass VHS behind the scenes footage, which was all right, and the commentary track that I didn't listen to. And then it came with the Blu-ray, the DVD, and a soundtrack, which I'll never listen to, and the Steelbook thing. Not worth the $50. I don't know the budget model of selling boutique Blu-rays and all that shit, but maybe if they would have just skipped that fucking tin and just did the soundtrack and shit for maybe... left the soundtrack out. I just don't give a fuck. And it's like the score's like this weird lullaby thing that the mom would fucking sing to her sons. And it's just, what the fuck? I'm never gonna listen to this shit. It just seemed like something cheap that they can produce to throw into the set to make you think it's worth that much. A regular Scream Factory, Vinegar Syndrome release, that probably would have fit this movie more and would have been half the price. It looks good though. Like, I remember seeing this fucking years ago and it was a very dark movie. But wait till it goes on sale, or if you could find it for, I'll be generous and say $35, then do it at that. But if you're fucking paying beyond that, hopefully you got it for your birthday.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this one. The thing with Synapse is they don't tend to run sales, right?
Not really. Just on the shit that they're really trying to get rid of. It's like old.
Yeah.
And they were one of the first fucking boutique Blu-ray people out there, too.
I didn't even know they were still putting new shit out. I thought, you know, they had gotten kind of stagnant. Like, say, Blue Underground hadn't really done shit in a long time either. I don't know. I know they're still around.
Yeah, but I think Blue Underground just put something out. I was never really a big fan of.
But it's like their old stuff, right? They're just like rescanning and doing their old stuff in 4K.
Joe, I'm glad you're bringing this up. Because inside this Kindred set, there's something we're going to look into next week, Joe. A little old bit we're going to bring back, because I got the 2022 Synapse product catalog. So be here next week when we bring back an oldie but goodie. Can't wait. So we'll see what they have and what scans they have or don't have, Joe.
See, this is exciting because you'll be able to hold up for the people that watch the video of this or watch it live or whatever the fuck.
Hey, maybe I'll get a Severin catalog with my order.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I got a notification that mine shipped, so maybe I'll get that next week.
Must be nice. So tune in next week when we read shit out of a booklet. I think that's all I got, man.
I watched No Man of God. This is a 2021 movie, and I've been watching these 2021 movies just kind of hoping that, bam, something would hit me and go to the top of my list, and like, fuck yeah, finally a movie I could not be embarrassed to say that's on my top 10 list. This one's okay. It's not good enough to be on top 10, or as we do here, a top 3. Definitely not making that one. This is a movie with that Elijah Wood kid, you know, the little kid from The Good Son. He's in this, and he's still a kid, and he's an FBI agent kid now, and he's like a profiler. So they send him to profile Ted Bundy, who was a rapist murderer type dude. The movie.
Serial killers.
Just them, you know, him interviewing him and them, you know, getting to know each other, and that's all it is, you know, just recounting shit. Elijah Woods is starting to see life in a different, you know, perspective. He's like, could he be a murderer too if, you know, something happened to him, if he could get away with it, or I don't know. But at the end, right before they're about to execute Ted Bundy, you know, it's like all the things leading up to tell me what it's like to go, you know, to go down into your mind and just be a serial killer. He does, and he tells them, they're holding hands, and he's like telling them, like, sneaking up on her. Yeah, you are. You're sneaking up on her, and it's, you know, like they're fucking having sex, pretty much, you know, and they're just both talking and everything, and then they fucking come. And then they execute Bundy, and it's a good movie. It's just, you know, it's not good enough. I've been telling everybody, if you dig the Mindhunter show, this is a lot like that, because it's just like a lot of shit that's taken from actual transcripts, because it's based on this dude's interviews, this actual FBI agent interviews with Ted Bundy. It's decent. The guy's playing Ted Bundy. He's all right. It's just if you're into that kind of shit, it's okay. You know, not gonna make my list. Hopefully, so as Tom said, we've got one more week, and I've got, you know, I can maybe watch one movie a day until we record again. I fucking doubt I'm gonna hit something that's really gonna fucking knock me off my feet. This fucking year sucks.
I'm on the fence. The most what's that word, suggested movie or recommended movie I got this year was Tick Tick Boom. It's on Netflix.
It's a musical dance movie.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna like, I got it, so the option's there to watch it, but don't think so.
I have Netflix, but I'm not watching that.
Yeah. I mean, I might, but I don't think so. What are you drinking there, Joe? A Shiner?
No, Miller Lite. Drink all the Shiners in Corpus. In all of Corpus, I drank them all.
Oh, good. You're still standing.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple of days later, so yeah.
All right, I had time to recoup. Ah, see. Did you hear that? It sounds like somebody's cutting down trees.
Yeah.
With a chain.
Sounds
chain,
like
chain.
Sounds like 10 million mosquitoes.
Bunch of spiders crawling all over each other. So, Joe, you like movies?
Sometimes, Tom. Sometimes I don't.
Why don't you tell us all about your favorite movie, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. If you do a little background, you'll find that Toby Hooper really wanted to focus on the dark comedy this time. So instead of rehashing what he did before, which he does anyway, he decides to make a comedy focusing on the goofiness of the Sawyer family, or at least what's left of them from the last movie.
They're all there.
Well, the hitchhiker's not, because he didn't survive the last
time.
He's
there.
So we have the hitchhiker's twin brother.
No, the hitchhiker's there.
Or just like in a chair or something, all fucking
Nubbins.
Dead.
The corpse chop top is fucking bringing around. That's the hitchhiker, bro.
Okay, I didn't know that. I also didn't know Leatherface's name was Bubba. Mm-hmm. But I learned that through... This may be my third time watching this movie, you know, with maybe 10 years interspersed between each watch, and I still don't like it.
Oh shit, Enemy of Fun has returned.
This is not fun. It's not fun. You know? We've got... It takes place during... is it supposed to take place in the 80s? Or it's because it looks like the 70s.
Supposed to take place in the 80s.
Okay. And it's during the Texas OU game, which is a big thing. You know, they University of Texas and Oklahoma University, they meet in Dallas, and it's called the Red River Brawl or some fucking bullshit. And it's a big college game. So it's a big ass party in Dallas at that time. And they captured that, I guess, fairly well. Now the Sawyer patriarch, whose name I always forget, he's a chili cooking champion. So yeah, he cooks chili.
People love it.
Yeah,
he makes award-winning chili with those hard shell peppers.
Two college kids get killed at the beginning, and turns out Dennis Hopper, Academy Award-winning Dennis Hopper.
Professional drug addict.
He's a fucking Texas Ranger. He's chasing him down, and this when they were getting killed, those college kids called radio station K Okla and talked to Stretch, a DJ that only has one set of clothing that she wears during this movie. Takes what place during what, the course of 2 days or 3 days?
I think 8 weeks.
So yeah, she's got a denim short outfit with denim boots that she wears all the time.
Denim boots.
Whatever, yeah. So she plays the fucking tape of these guys getting killed, and
not just any tape.
The Sawyer patriarch, whose name I always forget, he sends Bubba and Chop Top out to fucking kill her or do something. I don't know. They kidnap her and take her to some fucking
old
Chop
Top thinks that she's dead.
That's right, because Leatherface jerks off in front of her.
And then he comes all over the room.
Yeah, she can live because I jerked off in front of her. And they take her to a fucking old amusement park where I guess Leatherface Bubba wants to keep her, you know, so he can dance with her all the time. And then, then they rehash the fucking scene from the first movie. And that takes up 10-15 minutes. And then Dennis Hopper comes out, has a chainsaw fight with Leatherface. And yeah, it's just fucking dumb. It's fucking goofy as shit, man. It's, the fucking Chop Top character is fucking horrible. And, you know, where Leatherface in the first movie was like a mannish boy, you know, whatever, you know.
A mannish boy.
He's the baby Huey type character. Here, he's just fucking, like I said, goofy, just like making like little fucking hand signals and just being stupid as shit. Like this movie. This movie is stupid as shit. And maybe I wouldn't mind that if it wasn't Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. You know, if it was something else on its own, maybe I could like disassociate it. But the first movie is really fucking somber and really fucking trying to be a fucking horror movie. This is not a horror movie. And they'll say that straight out, like any interview. Oh no, we're making a comedy. But yeah, the fucking first one didn't need a second one. It didn't need a fucking second one, especially like this, that just pisses all over the first one. But I know you're into goofy shit, and so this is your jam. Tell us why you fucking love it so much, Tom.
Yeah, as we talked about last week, I think the originals look kind of boring. It has a couple good things in there, like it has a good beginning of an idea, and like I totally understand why people who love the first one don't like the second one, because it's a totally fucking different movie. Same characters, but totally different fucking movie. So, I mean, I can understand that shit. There's movies that we'll get to. There's like, what? This is fucked. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but this is just goofy, wacky shit. And that's why I like it, because it is a comedy. Drayton Sawyer's fucking awesome in it. They saw he was the best part of the fucking first one, so they amped his shit up more and gave him more shit to do. Chop Top can be a bit much at time. I understand that, but the look of Leatherface in this one I like a lot more. It has actual gore effects in it. It's pretty good shit. So, and that's better. The set decoration's cool as shit. It's an actual movie. And it doesn't look like complete shit. I mean, have that documentary feel. So I appreciate that. It's just, like you said, it's goofy shit. And I like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't look like the documentary feel, because they had money. This is a canon movie, so they had
Go-Go Boys.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just, you know, and the mask, well, I think it's a good mask. I don't think it's a fucking scary mask, but again, we're not trying to be fucking scary here. We're trying to be goofy. And they do that. I agreed on that fucking their underground base, you know, that shit looks good. Whatever, you know, I tried to research what cave system that they filmed in, because everything said that they did film in a cave system somewhere here in Texas, but or maybe in California. This part of it was filmed out there, but yeah, I couldn't find it. That shit looks good. Toby Hooper was responsible for the score. I'm saying responsible because it sucks. You know, he's no fucking John Carpenter when it comes to fucking making music for your film.
I mean, I hear it in my head right now. It's memorable.
They had a lot of people on the score that are not Texans. So what the fuck? You know, you're throwing off that Texan vibe, man. Yes, Toby Spielberg, of course, that explains the comedy and the feel-good nature of this film. No, man. Yeah, not for me. Not for me. I appreciate that there's a lot of Shiner beer throughout the film, and that the ZZ Top is giving their props here and there.
And you are a fan of building fry houses.
So yes, I am a fan of that. Yeah, the shit with that guy, when he gets up and his rib cage is all showing, that looked pretty cool. But yeah, I don't want to watch this again. The gruesome edition going into the box.
No!
Sorry, David. And I know you worked on you're on one of the commentaries, or the commentary on this, but I don't like this movie enough to give it a listen. You know? I mean, I didn't know you when I bought this, but no.
Well, I like it.
I think
it's fucking great. It's not just one of my favorite horror movies, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Well, the positive is, as we move forward into the other movies, like, who gives a fuck? You know, it's like, and that's probably what they thought. It's like, hey, they already fucking made the second one a comedy. Who gives a fuck what we do now? And we do whatever the fuck. Who cares? We've already shit all over the original. We can do whatever we want now. And they do.
I'm interested in going back and watching the remake. I'll say that. But, yeah, Do Your Thing, Cuz is going to be pretty rough. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
In the theater.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get there. And then, I guess it's not the newest one anymore, but the newest one that's been released at the time of recording with the little cow-headed boy.
The only one I'm interested in going back to seeing is the Rob Zombie one. Another one that Rob Zombie was...
What, House of a Thousand Corpses?
Heavily influenced by. No, but we could watch those, because those would be... in the same fucking genre or vein or fucking remakes.
Series, film franchise.
I'm talking about The Next Generation, which influenced him even more, I think, than the first one, than the original.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. There's a sequel to that movie called The Butcher Boys. Maybe that's something that you'd want to watch. I watched it. I will not watch it again, but if that's something you want to, it goes into, because I guess they were trying to say, like, in part four, the family worked for the government, and it's an experimentation in fear, so they just expand upon that in this movie called The Butcher Boys. I want to say it's directed by Kim Hinkle, but it's definitely...
Who wrote the first one, right? Yeah.
So, if you want to, Joe, and that's a movie that you're interested in going back and rewatching, that might be some supplemental material you might also want to check out.
Never seen it, but I think by the time we get to that point, 2021 will be over, so I can watch whatever the fuck, because I won't be in desperation to find something that's really gonna bam shoot up number one on my list, and I'm gonna, you know. Yeah, I don't know, like I said, but why not fucking, yeah, it's the government, you know, because fuck it, they're living under a carnival, you know.
They can
do whatever they want after this point, Tom. After fucking making a mockery of it all, they can do it. Fuck it. They can bring in Arlie Emery. You know, they can, you know, have fucking Leatherface be shit out at a fucking slaughterhouse. You know.
Big fat lady looking for food. The big fat lady gave birth to him, and then the old lady was looking for food and was like, oh, I'll eat this garbage pail kid. Yeah, we'll see.
Another name that's in this is the costume designer, which I'm guessing is Toby Hooper's wife. which explains like everybody had one costume to wear during this fall.
Well, it plays on that cartoon aspect, you know, cartoon characters, they all have that one outfit that they wear. Yeah. So, I mean, I can see that.
So, and I didn't watch the extra features, which feature like cut scenes with Kinky Friedman and Blowjob Briggs is in a scene, and I didn't watch that. So
they're pretty rough. The footage is pretty rough. It looks like it was shot on some weird VHS thing. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, if the movie was shot on film, why does this look so bad?
This gruesome edition, gruesome, I'm doing the air quotes, also has those two documentaries that we talked about. So yeah, that's $5 in my box, you know. Or you can watch all that shit on Tubi or Roku channel, it's on there.
So good luck, jokes. I'm sure everybody who wants it already has the Shout Factory.
I'm sure.
So would recommend highly. Highly recommend.
You know, if you're a completist and feel you need to watch, you know, all this Texas Frightmare, Texas Massacre, whatever, then yeah, by all means, watch all the rest of them. But I really just recommend you watch the first one and nothing else. But it's too late for that.
Nothing else for the rest of your life.
No, nothing else. No other movies. Maybe The Butcher Boys. You know, but nothing else.
With a Z.
Boys.
All right, Joe, you ready to swing across the pond?
Yeah. Yeah. This is issue, what, 95?
95 of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Mini Farmer. If you want to, you can go to YouTube, and there's other like guys that break down Spider-Man every, you know, issue by issue, and they'll fucking take you all the way through this and try to look at the nuances of it, but there's nothing to this issue. Nothing. Spider-Man's is like, fuck, Gwen went to fucking England. I need to get over there. Fucking Robertson says, hey, fuck it, we'll send you out there. Go fucking capture a story for us. Fuck, that's nice of him. So Spider-Man goes to England, and the plane he's on just happens to be fucking attacked by terrorists, and they capture an American ambassador and his son. Spider-Man kicks the bomb out of the way and is chasing these guys down, and that's it. That's the whole fucking story. He captures them, you know, defuses a bomb at Big Ben. There's some shit about time that means nothing, no matter
yeah,
what.
They, that's where they're being held hostage.
Yeah, so, you know, he frees the hostages, and he's a dick to the British police, you know, after they're
it
being
fucking poppycock and
yeah.
shit.
You fucking limey faggots. Why he said that, I don't know. That was like, that's Stan Lee. Is a horrible person. Never said shit like that. But fuck it. And you don't believe me? Pick up the issue. You know, it might cost you a few bucks.
A few pounds, bloke.
Yeah, a few pence.
And just to be clear, everybody.
Why would he
knows,
call them cigarettes?
Yeah, that's what
like,
I was going to say.
Odd as hell. You know?
Everybody knows Joe is just doing British humor there.
Yeah, of course. You know that they call flashlights torches over
they
there?
They do.
Yeah, that's odd.
They also call pork meatballs cigarettes.
So, yeah, that's it. Then, you know, he says, oh shit, I was here as Spider-Man's. I can't go talk to Gwen, because then she'll know that I'm Spider-Man's. But fucking Robertson knew you were coming, you dumbass. That's it. He leaves all sad again, and Gwen sees Spider-Man's on TV, and his uncle says, look, Spider-Man's did good. Maybe you were too harsh on the bloke.
Well, maybe he's just stalking you, you fuck. You should call the fucking police and make sure you have armed guards around you, because this fucking masked vigilante flew halfway across the fucking world just to find you. So I'd be concerned.
Yeah.
Oh shit, Joe. I also watched a movie. Do you remember the 90s?
I do.
Do you remember Beanie Babies?
I do.
Do you remember the craze of the Beanie Babies?
I do. It reminds me of the craze for Pops.
So tell us a little bit about your Beanie Baby days.
I never had any Beanie Babies, Tom. But a lot of other people did. People were buying these. I don't even know where you could buy them, but I know after a while McDonald's started giving them away in Happy Meals or some shit.
Then there were fights. Fights for the Beanie Babies. Tragic. I guess it's all blew up because there was a group of housewives, like 30 minutes from where I grew up in Illinois. Like, I didn't even know all this shit started in the Chicagoland area. And like, we were the first people to be exposed and have all this shit. But I guess some housewives over in fucking Naperville, you know, stereotypical listeners of our show, they got really into these Beanie Babies, because this was right after the diet pill fad and right before the prescription pain pill fad. Right in between, they were spending their husband's hard-earned money on Beanie Babies, because that was filling the void in their life, causing them so much sadness. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's like every other collectible that goes up and down, and people thinking that they're gonna get paid off of this shit, which, I mean, maybe you will for that very brief point in time if you get in and out.
You gotta sell it while it's hot.
Yeah, but I mean, it was all right, but if you're like into comic books and, you know, collecting shit, stuff like that, you already know. It's just funny to see all these goofy white broads like, oh, Aspen. They're not like, what the fuck? Very hard Chicagoland. Very hard. No, it's like Canadian. I don't even think I can do a Chicago, like a hard Chicago accent anymore. But a bunch of those squawking whores talking about how they spent all their fucking money on Beanie Babies. Yeah, it really wasn't anything worth a fuck. It was okay for background noise, but that's about it. Yeah. So there's that very offensively named stuff.
Sure. So the thing was, like, each of the Beanie Babies had their own name, right?
They did, in a poem. In a little poem. Inside.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was that was collectible about them.
I mean, it's just those housewives really blew it up because they started like their own businesses and shit. One of them had a magazine, and they were the ones coming out with like those price guides and shit. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do equate it a lot to the Pops things that people buy.
I think Pops lasting longer, though.
It is lasting longer, but, you know, there's a different market to exploit, you know, and there's, you know, people that are not going to fucking get it for a while until they realize, hey, what am I going to do with all this shit? You know, I was like, I'll sell it. Nah, nobody wants it now. You know, of course, there's a few that will always be worth a buck or two, but for the most of it, it's just going to be garbage that's like cluttering up your house or fucking, you know, to start with your house, then your garage, and then
storage unit.
Yeah,
it's costing you money to keep these fucking things.
Yeah,
I mean, collect what you like, don't get into it.
That's it. Yeah, if you like it, like, I know, like, a lot of the comic books that I have, most of them aren't worth shit. And, you know, some of them are, but they're only worth enough as much as people are willing to buy, just like anything else. But people are willing to pay for. It could say, yeah, oh, this Spider-Man 300 is worth this. Yeah, but might not be able to sell it for that much.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pay somebody to fucking put it in plastic to where nobody can read it again. That shit to me is silly too. You know, that's fucking... But fuck it, who am I to tell people what to do with their money? Aside from go to dwmproductions.net, pick up a mask.
Nah, don't do that. You can pre-order one of those fucking dopest shit-looking hockey jerseys. You got about a week to do that. Thank you to everybody who has pre-ordered one already. At this point, I think I should stop making masks, because when I put up these fucking hats and shit, I sell more of those than I do than fucking masks, so I'm going to become a clothing designer now, I guess. But yeah, head over to dwmproductions.net and pick up a fucking jersey. I'm excited about those shits. I think they're going to be fucking awesome.
You do love hockey.
So join us next week as we talk about Amazing Spider-Man issue 96 and the return of the Green Goblin.
We're getting close. Closer. Yep. Issue 100.
Can't wait to see what they have in store. If they do another fucking clip show issue, that's gonna be very disappointing. But to be fair, this whole run has been very disappointing. What it is.
100, close to 100 issues in, and there has been no real standouts that I can say this is great. You know, this is why Spider-Man's is you know, so iconic and so beloved. You know, it was a different time when this shit came out, but but still, it doesn't hold up well at all.
No, it doesn't. You like lists?
I've been known to like a list or two.
You like canned foods?
Surprisingly, I do.
You like preservatives?
I do like preservatives.
All right, let's hear about some of these canned preservatives.
We are doing our top 10 canned foods. And on my honorable mentions, I have corned beef hash. That corned beef with some eggs. That's some good stuff, but pretty fucking salty. I'll tell you the truth, I can only eat that maybe once a year. That's an honorable mention, not like a top 10. Then, also honorable mention, I have tomato sauce. It's only honorable mention because it's not good by itself. You can only make other shit with it. You know, it's an ingredient, but it's in a can. Then, of course, honorable mention, it gets an honorable mention because it's in a can, is beer. And yes, you can say this is not a food, but it has substituted for food for me several times in my life. Then I have canned greened beans, which they're all right. You know, I'd prefer them fresh or whatever. But in a pinch, you know, make some gravy, salt with these things. Pretty good. And then I have fruit cocktail. Yeah, canned fruit cocktail. Just fucking drink it out of the can, you know? Those are my honorable mentions.
Those are some good ones. I'll tell you that, Joe. Those were some good ones.
Thank you, Tom.
No problem. Well, not so much now, but when I was a wee lass, you'd get like those liter cans of Hawaiian Punch, which you had to use like the little triangle can opener to. So I'm gonna go with that for the nostalgia aspect of it. And then I have Rico's Nacho Cheese. Yep, there you go, with that kind of can opener. And then I have Rico's Nacho Cheese. Everybody knows Rico's Nacho Cheese.
It's good stuff.
And then I have peanuts. I'm not a big fan of know peanuts or nuts in general, but if there's a can of nuts sitting on the fucking counter, how can you not get a can full of them and just eat them?
You love nuts, that's for sure.
And then I have cherry pie filling. In my estimation, that is my favorite fruit pie filling. And then I have the snakes that are hidden in a can of peanuts. And you pop that lid and open it, and all the snakes spring out. Oh, it always gets them.
It's a good one.
Those are my honorable mentions, Joe. Number 10.
At number 10, I have canned jalapenos. Because, as good as fresh jalapenos are, the canned pickled ones that have been in their juice for a while, those are great on fucking nachos. Mm.
But the fresh ones are still better.
Agreed.
I thought mine said pigeons. But you know those canned pigeons? But it says Pringles. The only chips to come in a can.
Indeed they do. Indeed they do.
Number 9.
Number 9, I also have peanuts, but I have picosos. Which are peanuts, but they're mixed with the spicy seasoning. You get these at the Mexican foods section of your supermarket. Good shit.
And how do you pronounce those again?
Picosos.
I have, my number 9 is African American beans, because I'm not a fan of cooking them and everything. I would much rather just slop the can in a frying pan and then add all the spices and peppers and mash it together. Just saves me a little time.
It does. It does.
Number 8.
At number 8, I have star-kissed tuna. Yeah. Nothing like a good old easy-to-make tuna sandwich.
It's the chicken of the sea, you know.
It is, according to Charlie Tuna.
Jurassic 5. I have enchilada sauce. Because, again, saves me fucking time. And I'm white.
Yes.
Number 7.
Canned pears. You know, the pears that are cut in half and in the fucking pear juice and all that. I like those. But I don't particularly like fucking pears. You know, if you get like a fucking, you know, just pear in the fruit bowl or whatever. Shit's weird. With their fucking weird ass fucking always bruised up and fucking skin that looks like it's all diseased. Not my jam. Not my jam. But the can? Fuck yeah.
People always draw or paint pears in the fruit bowl too.
They do.
I have canned tomatoes, all varieties, because you need all varieties to make homemade pasta sauce. So canned tomatoes, you the real MVP of the list. Number 6.
At number 6, I have Campbell's Chunky Style Sirloin Burger Soup. Oh, that's a meal in itself, this whole soup. And it's a little bigger than those fucking, you know, other little Campbell's chicken noodle baby cans. Yeah, Chunky Style.
I have Arizona iced tea, the 99-cent classic. If I'd have to pick, I would go with the Arnold Palmer or the Rasp. But I'm more of a just a regular, straight up, nothing added tea guy myself. So those are just when I want a little treat. Number 5.
Jake the Chicken and Dumplings is pretty good. Didn't make my list, but it's pretty good. At number five, I have Chef Boyardee raviolis. On their own, these things are not good, but you can season these up to your specifications, you know. Get the old Italian seasoning, you know. Get the crushed red pepper, you know, anything else you want. You know, spread some Parmesan cheese on there. Then it's good. It's like, it's, that's Italian.
That's amore.
My number five is a classic. A lot of people who don't have their feet love this shit. And that is pop. Or soda. Or soda pop. Whatever, however the fuck you want to call it. Maybe you live in Texas and you want a 7-Up, but you call it a Coke.
Coke.
I don't know, but pop. Pour some booze in there. Like I did. Fucking Christmas Eve and get very drunk. Number four.
At number four, again, go to Campbell's Chunky Style. This time, it's their clam chowder. Yeah. Fucking clams in a can. Sounds good.
But
Campbell's does it right, and you get some fucking Louisiana hot sauce. Throw like half the bottle in there. That shit's good.
Just picture taking a spoonful of just that room temperature clam jelly out of that can and putting it in your yap. And then you're just moving it around and, oh, I just bit into a clam. Ooh. Number four, I have Italian wedding soup. I'll make it from scratch, but sometimes just having it there, not having to worry about it, is a lot easier. But it is better when it's made from scratch, for sure. So, Italian wedding soup, that will be my soup entry for the list.
Is there a particular brand you prefer?
Progresso's all right. Number three.
At number three, I have H-E-B's Shiner Texas Style Borracho Beans. As Tom just mentioned, I make this shit on my own. This is a time saver, and you don't have to make a whole big fucking pot of it. These are fucking good. These, like, holy shit, that's from a can? Kudos to you, H-E-B. You don't have an H-E-B, and chances are, if you're not in Texas, you don't. Hey, you're missing out.
I have Chef Boyardee. Doesn't matter which one, really. It all kind of tastes the same, and the fucking recipes change so many times. It's whatever. But again, if you're looking for something quick, you know, making, you know, it from scratch. Not scratch with the fucking press and everything. But taking the time to boil some noodles and getting some decent sauce out of a jar is leaps and bounds better than Chef Boyardee. But sometimes, you know, it's what you got and it's okay. Number two.
And number two, and I don't have a can in the pantry because they're so fucking good, is ranch style beans. These things are appetite pleasing. It even says so on the can. They are fucking badass.
My number two is something you mentioned in your honorable mentions. And I don't know how to make this shit. And if I did, probably wouldn't take the time to cut up the potatoes that small. And that is corned beef hash. So You know, there you go.
Ooh, so salty.
It is, but it's all right.
It is.
Number one, Joe.
Number one, those of you who know me know this is no fucking surprise. And this is Wolf Brand Chili. This is the shit you want if you're making Frito pie. This stuff, no beans. The one with beans sucks. But this shit, you can just eat it by itself, and it's fucking good. Another staple, Texas. Wasn't mentioned in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, so that would be fuck it again.
It's because he made his own.
Wolf Brand, baby. Nothing but the best. Fuck Hormel.
So, Joe, you're a fucking liar. And if you were true to yourself, and true to your school, and everybody else, you know good and goddamn well that your number one would be the same as my number one, and not just an honorable mention like a lying piece of shit, and that is beer. Of course it's beer. Why wouldn't it be, Joe?
But you said canned foods.
It doesn't. It's a food fucking product. It's a goddamn food. I put snakes on there, Joe. Novelty snakes.
You, I don't know. I mean, look at you. I'm sure you tried to eat them. No point.
It was hard passing the springs. The little nylon coverings of the springs to simulate the snake skin just dissolved in my belly. Those springs, woo, did the ends poke me. So, Joe, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we're doing our top 10 magazines that are
not
Skinflicks.
Because next week, we're going to do our top 5 and bottom 5 of 2021. So you hold on to your magazine shit for next weekend.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the whole show, right? Okay, yeah.
So let's do 5 and 5, 3 honorable mentions for each. And then we'll be good, and that should take about the same amount of time as this does. Okay. And then just remember your magazine shit for the week after, and we will do that. Good, good.
Jugs is a great magazine. Yes. You're good.
All right, everybody, for the love of fuck, head on over to dwnproductions.net and get one of those fucking dope-ass hockey jerseys while you can, because the fucking mock-up image looks fucking great, and they're going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait for you all to get them in June and wear hockey jerseys in the summertime. It'll be awesome. Thank you, DWNProductions.net, you fuck.
All right, tomorrow I am forced to go get a new phone because something about 3G and the 5G bullshit, so I have to get a new phone before the end of the year. So I'm doing that. That's shit for me, but it's a plus for you guys because then I will finally be able to record some shit and do some extra reviews for the Fancy Dan page, or what the fuck's it called?
It is. It's the Fancy Dan YouTube page.
Yeah.
I mean, if Boy God was already taken some fucking how, but if you search Boy God on YouTube, you'll find it, and just click on the Fancy Dan thing under the video. Just go there to subscribe.
Okay, so once I've got that done, I'll be doing more reviews on the bullshit comics that I read and the books that I read and maybe some albums. Hey, here's Black Sabbath.
Hey, I'm just a guy who likes to talk about horror movies and heavy metal
rock and roll
music.
Hey. So yeah, and probably some other Spotamon stuff that we're not going to cover here, because I believe at issue 99 is when they start printing Marvel 2-in-1. So I may give you like quick updates on those. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where that's going. And in the meantime, you can go to fastcustomshirts.com, see what I got. This week, is a slow week for me, but I'm grateful for that because I need to catch up on some other shit. You know, I need to get the shop organized. So order stuff or don't. This week I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I got 6 more pieces for the Black Friday orders, and then all those will be done. And then next week I plan on finishing the Candy Cane Forever Faces. And then I got a couple things lined up that I got to get done with then. And maybe in February, new shit will come out.
Well, I got something to do as well. Which, this is going to be the week to start that.
And I got to file
which direction I go? Permit. 1, 2?
Probably 2. Whatever you think would be best, Joe. Whatever you think would be best. So everybody, hey, you take care of each other. Wait, no, that wasn't it. Fuck! Alright, maybe I'll get the Jerry Springer fucking sign out next time. Boy God.
A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter. Feeling that it's all a lot of oysters, but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.